For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's November the 5th, the day before Election Day. We're glad you're with us. We've got two topics today. We're going to talk, first of all, about strokes and how to prevent strokes, and then a big Christmas show coming up. Let's start, first of all, with Dr. Niranjan Singh. Welcome to Radio Friends, Doctor.
Thanks, Paul, for having me on this show.
It is my pleasure.
Thank you.
You were an expert on strokes. You're with neurology at University Hospital.
Correct.
We wanted to talk about strokes, how many people are affected by that disease, and you were saying something like 800,000?
Correct, and this is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S.
Strokes are the fourth leading cause.
Right.
Every 40 seconds, somebody in the United States will have a stroke.
Or a TIA, mini stroke.
So there's a difference between a mini stroke and a big stroke?
Correct. So the mini stroke you can call as a warning stroke. Mm-hmm. And the mini stroke is one that will reverse of its own within 24 hours.
So what you're saying, if you have a mini stroke, all of the effects will go away by themselves.
Correct.
But if you have a big stroke, what happens?
So you are left with some permanent disability, a deficit, depending upon the type of the stroke and the part of the brain which is being affected. And one of the common examples would be like angina and the heart attack. Mm-hmm. So angina is a warning sign that you get when you walk, you get a chest pain, and that's a warning that you may have a heart attack.
Okay.
So now we use the term called brain attack, and brain attack is similar to the heart attack, and angina is similar to the TIA or mini stroke.
Okay. If you have a mini stroke, you're going to have all the same symptoms as having a big stroke,
correct.
Right? And those symptoms are what?
So the symptoms will include sudden onset vision loss, slurred speech, facial droop, weakness on one side or numbness, and gait imbalance.
If you have any of those signs, what should someone do?
So this is a time-sensitive diagnosis. The treatment done in certain period of time will have a very good outcome, and now we have a different variety of treatment. First of all is the clot buster treatment that's given up to 4.5 hours, and it can reduce the disability of the stroke up to 40-50%.
So if somebody is having these symptoms, the most important thing to do immediately is to call 911, correct?
Correct.
Don't try to take them to the hospital yourself. Call 911.
Correct.
And then the chances are that if they're... It's treated within 4.5 hours, you said?
So the treatment of a stroke is dependent upon the window, the time of onset of the stroke. So up to 4.5 hours, the patient can get a clot buster treatment intravenous in the blood vessels. Mm-hmm. And up to 12 hours, they can get certain treatment which are driven by new technology, and we call it different devices that we are using at the university. Those are called Penumbra, Mercy, and Solitaire. So those are done with a special institution, and the person who does it is called neurointensivist, and he will go and pull the clot like a plumber is pulling it out.
Correct. The thing is, we could go on and continue talking about this for a long time, but we are out of time for today.
Sure.
But if people want more information on this, what's the best thing to do?
So the best thing would be they can go on the website, thestroke@muhealth.stroke.org.
Uh-huh.
And they have a lot of information that's educational. They can also call us. There's an email address. They can email us. And we have a stroke program. Somebody going to respond to them with their questions.
Okay. Dr. Singh, thank you so much for coming by. Good to have you on Radio Friends. And
you
were on with us, what, about 4 or 5 years ago?
Correct.
On the television show. Good to see you once again.
My pleasure.
All right. Stay where you are, because now I want you to introduce you to Rob Krause, Capital City Players. Good to have you here again,
Well,
Rob.
It's nice to be here, Paul.
You're here. This is October. No, this is November.
Wow, yeah, we're in November.
We're in November now, November 5th.
Yes.
You're talking about the Christmas show.
Yes.
Seems like it was just summer.
I know, and we're opening our new season with a big Christmas show.
When is the Christmas show?
We wanted to do a Christmas show for years, and we're finally doing it.
So when is the Christmas show?
We have three matinees, December 2nd. December 9th and December 16th on Sundays.
Okay, and December 2nd, is that a Saturday?
No, it's a Sunday.
Sunday.
Right, they're all on Sundays.
Okay,
the
December
three matinee,
2nd? Yeah.
The 9th and the 16th, and then three evening performances, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of December on Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights.
Okay, and they all come with dinner, right?
They all come with a pre-Christmas dinner. Mm-hmm. We're thinking this would be great for Christmas office parties, for families that are wanting to get together before Christmas and have a little pre-holiday celebration. And, of course, at our dinner theater, you can bring your own libations. So. Uh-huh. You can bring a nice bottle of wine.
Yeah, and your food, the food is outstanding.
Isn't it
great?
Food
is really,
Argyle Catering Company, they are outstanding.
So what is the Christmas show that you're doing?
Well, we're calling it Memories of Christmas. And what we're doing is taking some of the best Capital City Players singers, people like Brandon Bice and Frank Bice and Reagan Freeman and Dustin Allison and a bunch of Capital City Players' favorites, and they are, the theme of the show is Memories of Christmas, so they're going to talk about their favorite Christmas memories and sing some of their favorite Christmas songs.
Is this their personal Christmas memory? This really is a unique show.
Right.
It's a very personal show.
I'm writing the show, and the premise is that the Bices, who have this great family and they're all entertainers, are having a Christmas open house. And so all these people show up and they start talking about their favorite Christmases and singing their favorite Christmas songs. And we've got the local dance troupe, Dancers Alley, which Stephanie Bice worked for many years, who is coming in to do several Christmas
numbers. Well, this sounds like...
So it's going to be an extravaganza.
And really very special and unique.
Yes.
And unique.
Very
so
much so.
It might be so popular that it ends up on Broadway, right from Jefferson City.
Yes.
So
if Bland, Missouri is waiting for Duffman, is up on Broadway?
All right.
This probably... No. I mean, you know, we have excellent singers and entertainers.
You do. You know, we came down to see the Muppet one.
Avenue Q.
Yeah.
You saw Avenue Q.
That was so funny. A little risque, but pretty funny.
This will not be risque.
Okay.
This will be for everybody in the entire family. And Santa Claus may even show.
Good. Now, we're out of time, but if people want it, it's the first three Sundays of December, right? And then a Thursday.
Friday, Saturday, 13th, 14th, 15th.
Okay.
Call 573-681-9012 for tickets or order them online.
Okay, Rob Krause, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, King's Daughters Holiday Festival is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Kyle Felling sitting in for Pat Akers. Our floor director is Charles Minju. Yes, he's shaking his head. I pronounced it right. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.